Grant Hill is coming out with a memoir.
No, I didn't.
Former Detroit Piston?
I missed that.
Just happened to see this, that he is got a deal with Penguin Press. His memoir is going to be called Game.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scheduled for a June 7th release, and it's being billed as a full Frank story covering both the pinnacles of his success and the depths of personal trauma.
Well, all right.
We know, of course, as a former Detroit Piston who never achieved for the Pistons team what the Pistons hoped would happen.
Yeah.
He did have some injuries. That big ankle injury was a problem, and he was not surrounded by the best.
No, not really. I mean, that was the 90s Pistons.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was the big name for the team there for
no question. Yeah,
many years, no doubt about that. And he's what I would say it was because of him that the Palace was at least filled up, was to see him. And remember, they also played when the Pistons had those horrible, horrible uniforms.
Oh gosh, brought those
turquoise or whatever with the horse.
Oh yeah.
Those were horrible.
Yeah, and his personal problems, not just for the injuries that cost him a lot of years and problems. Also, he'll talk about the struggles of his wife, Tamia Hill, the singer and songwriter and actor who has multiple sclerosis. Yep. And just, but as he says, my journey through basketball provided me with opportunities that I could not imagine when I started playing. And more importantly, I grew and learned more about myself through the moments of athletic and personal adversity. So June 7th, Game, Grant Hill, who's now, and I forgot this, references him as co-owner of the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, I don't think...
Well, I'd forgot that. If I knew it, I forgot it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Well, I mean, he always carried himself with dignity and no problems with him being the leader of the Pistons in those years. I mean, he did a great job with that. The city loved him. Also, turned into be a pretty good broadcaster.
Oh, really?
Does a great job with college basketball on CBS.
I got to say, I don't think I've heard Grant do games.
Oh, yeah, with Jim Nantz, especially during March Madness.
Oh, yeah, goodness.
That's where you catch him. And, of course, remember, he's part of one of the greatest college basketball players of all time when he inbounded the ball to Christian
Leitner.
Thank you. Yeah, in that, what was that, the Elite Eight game against Kentucky years ago.
Playing for Duke.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when he played
good,
for Duke.
Good college memories there.
Yeah.
So... Grant Hill, Game, June 7th, in case you have an interest. Just happen to see that.